This is Dr. Ruth Westheimer, and you're listening to the movie line 761-3330, Los Angeles.
Isn't it awfully nice to have a penis? Isn't it frightfully good to have a dong? It's swell to have a stiffy, it's divine to own a dick. From the tiniest little tadger to the world's biggest prick. So three cheers for your Willie or John Thomas. Hooray for your one-eyed trouser snake. Your piece of pork, your wife's best friend, your Percy or your cock. You can wrap it up in ribbons, you can slip it in your sock. But don't take it out in public or they will stick you in the dock. And you won't come back. Oh, thank you very much.
Is there something wrong with the food?
No, the food was excellent.
Perhaps you're not happy with the service?
No complaints.
It's just that we have to go. I'm having rather a heavy period.
And we have a train to catch.
Oh, yes, of course, we have a train to catch. And I don't want to start bleeding all over the seats.
Madam, perhaps we should be going.
Oh, farewell, monsieur. Thank you so much. So nice to see you. And I hope very much we will see you again very soon. Au revoir, monsieur.
Oh, dear. I have trodden in monsieur's bucket.
Another bucket for monsieur. And perhaps a hose.
23 courses later.
Finally, monsieur, a wafer-thin mint.
Bah.
Oh, sir, it's only a tiny little thin one.
The fuck off, I'm full.
Oh, sir. It's only a wafer thing.
Well, I'll commit another thing. I'm absolutely stuffed. Bugger horse.
Just one.
Just one.
Stop.
Oh, shit! Look out!
Hey,
it's gonna explode!
California. Where, in the southern half of which, there are moviegoers on whose behalf this production is prepared, and whose opinions make possible something in which humor, originality, and talent are an ongoing rarity. It is, of course, Paul Mack Presents 761-3330 and 906-3000, The Movie Line.
Yes, I was in France recently, and I was wondering if you catered the French cheese.
For what?
Catered the French cheese. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, what sort of things do you cater?
Oh, we do meat platters, we do turkeys, we do hot food. What are you looking for?
I'm looking for French cheese and turkey.
French cheese?
Because when I was in France, all the French people, they are so sensitive. Oh, bon, and the food, oh, it's so marvelous with the sauces and so but I was wondering if you would have the cheese sauce with the candle brandy.
No, I don't have that.
How do you prepare the turkey?
The turkey's just roasted.
Oh, bon, that is excellent. And how is it spaced? How do you prepare it with how?
Well, what do you mean? Fresh turkey? Or...
Yes, fresh turkey with the bon.
Well, we take it off the breast and we slice fresh breast of turkey. Yes, that's what you want.
No, you perform mastectomy. Ha ha ha.
Right.
All right. And that would be very good. what else do you have over there?
I have roast beef, I have tongue.
Oh, boy. Do you... do you prepare it fresh?
What, fromage?
Yeah, fromage. So, when I was in Perry, gay Perry, or the fresh they were so sensitive. We prepared the food so well. And we needed help. The fresh people, they are so sensitive.
I don't do anything.
Oh, you don't. All you have to do for French cooking is put snails and frogs in it and blow snots on it.
Thank you. we enter the wonderland of stereo, suddenly sound springs to life. All that we hear takes on a depth and a dimension never before known in the realm of recording. Let's go now to the studio for an on-the-spot look at stereo in action. And while we're on our way, pretend you're on a city sidewalk. Now, listen to the voice of the city's traffic.
Hello, and welcome to The Movie Line, brought to you by and for the moviegoers of Southern California. And now, our host, Paul Mack.
Well, how are you? And thanks for calling. Paul Mack Presents, you're on the Movie Line, as if you didn't know. And this is the tape for the week of November 18th through the 22nd. That's right, Turkey Day, 1984. This is the time where all you assorted turkeys get out of your shells and call the Movie Line annually. Boy, isn't this fun. Anyway, hey, I've got to work extra hard this week. Brian W. Feedback just went up, of all things. Ha! Blew my timing, I want to tell you. Anyway, I've got a scam. That's right, we're going to be extra talented and do some extra special stuff. We're going to give away some Casio credit card calculators, so stay with us for the Movie Line news. Ho-ho! Don't you love doing this with popcorn? That's right, this music is popcorn. An oldie but moldie right here on the Movie Line. Thanks for calling, and now let's get in with more stuff right here.
Basically, this is David of Burbank, and I want you to know that I've been to see a double feature. Amazing, isn't it? The fact that I go see a movie at all, but a double feature at that. Yes, I saw Amadeus and another movie which came on before it, but I got there a little late, so I didn't see the first feature. However, I did see Amadeus. Now, I want you to know, that is a good film, and no doubt it's going to take a lot at the Academy Awards this year. Next year. Whatever the hell, right? Okay, but important things are, is the acting and the costume design and the characters involved and the music, of course, everybody knows that. Now, someone else commented last week about Amadeus, and they said basically all the same things that I would want to point out. But I recommend seeing it. I think it's a real good film. The other film that was playing with it that I didn't get a chance to see came on first, as I said, and that was the THX Sound promotional introduction. Now, that was a big deal, I heard, and everything, but I missed it, darn it. Oh, well, maybe next time. This is David of Burbank wishing everybody a happy Thanksgiving, and go see a good movie, leave the trash alone, and maybe they'll stop making it. Thank you very much.
I'm a deus, he's a deus, she's a deus. If you drink Amadeus, you're a deus too. Be a deus, drink Amadeus. Oh yeah!
Wow.
Be a deus, drink Amadeus. Oh yeah, okay, I guess that you figured out that was coming, okay? I'm sorry, but what can I say? Cheap gags, poor humor, and bad taste. Speaking of taste, I'm about ready to have some lunch, so I just like to say, before we get on with the rest of the tape, that I did see Amadeus. Yes, I knew that you thought that I was going to get into this. And it was very, very good. It's one of the best, if not the best, film playing right now. I highly recommend it. You can go see it at the UA Coronet in Westwood. And it's selling out every night, gang. It's just doing oodles and oodles of business. So go check it out. And you're going to love this film. I mean, if you appreciate classical music, and if you like the film Ragtime, then you'll like this film, because this was directed by the man who directed Ragtime, Milos Forman, okay? So anyway, go check it out, and hey, I recommend it.
Hi, this is Paul from Van Nuys, and I'm leaving a movie review for you. My movie review is on American Dreamer. I think it's Tim Conti or Tom Conti, whatever, and Joe Beth Williams. And I would just like to say that this is a very funny film. It's an excellent film. And it's about a lady who she gets like hit by a car, and then her, she has her, she thinks she's this character in her book, like James Bond. And I scale from 1 to 10, 10 being best, I give it 9.5. And that's it. I'll call you again next week. Thanks a lot. This is Paul from Van Nuys. Bye.
This is Anne from Burbank, and I want to say one thing about Purple Rain. I know it's been out for a while, and it is a very good movie. I think it was one of the best movies I've ever seen, and I suggest people who really like Prince to go see it. Bye.
Well, hello. This is Ken from Van Nuys. I just saw The God Must Be Crazy playing at the Music Hall Theater in Beverly Hills. Let me tell you, that is a funny, funny movie. It's got a lot of slapstick in it, you know, a lot of silly physical comedy, but it's also got a lot of, okay, it's about Bushmen living in Africa, which is an ancient tribe, and what happens when a Coca-Cola bottle is discovered by one of the tribesmen, and what it means to them. It's a real funny movie. You'll really enjoy it, you know, no matter if it's for the slapstick or for the other kinds of humor in it. But what can I say? I'm at a loss for words. I'm repeating myself. Okay? All right, that's about all. I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Hello, I guess I'll be called Dave from Orange County. I saw the movie The Terminator here, like, Saturday night. And I gotta say to you people, whatever you've heard about this movie and whatever your feelings about violent type movies, this movie is one to be seen for a suspenseful, thrilling, somewhat violent picture. It has an interesting plot that is existent, and you can actually predict to a certain extent what will happen in it, but it also has a very interesting paradox involved with the whole plot line, which you find out at the end, which makes a very good twist at the end of the movie. Not only is it exciting, but it has an interesting twist, and it appeals to your intellectual sense, not only as opposed to your visual sense. This is a good movie. It's called The Terminator. Arnold Schwarzenegger is unstoppable. See it. This is Dave from Orange County. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot, Dave, for phoning in. Yes, The Terminator, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger, is a very fine film. I do recommend you to see it. On the Movie Line scale, from A to Z, we're going to give it an O for outstanding. And the reason why I say outstanding is not because it's a classic by any means. However, I think that it's worth checking out because the writing in the film and the storyline is so strong that it's worth seeing if you're into the high adventure type of fantasy films. I was very surprised by Terminator. I thought at first that it wasn't going to amount to much of anything. However, once you finally get into it, you really get caught up in the storyline and what's happening. Regardless of the low budget special effects and the cast of unknowns, it still holds up quite well as a film, and it does keep your attention. So I recommend you to go see The Terminator, playing in North Hollywood at the UA Movie 6. Number for information is 766-4317. In the 818 area code, call for showtime and information.
The greatest lesson of his life was realizing just how lost he was.
I got a second chance at life.
The greatest adventure of his life was the search to find himself.
I can't turn back now.
Columbia Pictures presents Bill Murray in a role unlike anything he's ever done before. The Razor's Edge. Based on the classic novel by Somerset Maugham. One man's search for knowledge. One man's search for truth. One man's search for himself.
The path to salvation is narrow and as difficult to walk as a razor's edge.
The Razor's Edge. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hi, this is Richie Calcom, and I would like to personally endorse a line. Not my line, but a new line that's up, and I hope they stick around for a long time. And that is a good friend of Paul Mack runs this line, and it's Josh 906. And the line is called Radio 1, and it's a good line. It's sort of a movie line of broadcasting. You'll hear stuff about broadcasting world, new DJs, new radio stations, and popular music in itself. If you don't know the numbers by now, it's area code 818-906-7800 for output and 906-7000 for input. And you can also call my friend Don's line called Music Beat, which will be up probably sometime, by the time you hit the tape, it might be up, at 818-504-9565. That is formerly the Calcom East Valley number. And while you're at it, you can call Calcom out here at 818-700-8500. Okay, Paul, you're doing a good job. Good job with the Gopher Twins. I'm a big fan of the Gopher Twins, okay? But until then, I gotta go. So, this is Richie Calcom saying goodbye.
Hi, Paul, and Movie Line caller is Burt Beverly Hills here, announcing a new comment line. That's right, and it's the only comment line in the entire 213 area code. The number is 213-205-7980 for output. That's 213-205-7980. And the input number, area code 213-205-7985. The line's called the party line. Yours truly is a line runner, and we are taking comments. So give it a call, everybody, and take it easy. Goodbye.
You are very weird. Very, very weird.
Well, you do realize that you're telling me things that I already know. I mean, these things just go without saying.
But I really do enjoy exotic foods. Well, the more expensive, the better. I love truffles. I just told a big lie. They're very chic, let's put it like that, but they're rotten. And I went home and looked it up in the dictionary, and no wonder. It's a fungus. This stuff grows underground in France, and they can't do a thing to stop it. So what do? They dig it up and send it to us, and we're fools enough to eat it. And you know who digs it up for them? Pigs. And they won't touch the junk. Well, I guess that's what raises the price. But my favorite is sukiyaki. That's Italian, and oh, you're hip tonight. Well, you know, on the West Coast, they have these Japanese sukiyaki. How's that? They're just too, well, unsanitary. You eat it on the floor, they cook it on the floor, I stepped in it. And you haven't lived till you've had a fried rice hot pot.
This is Bill in Sherman Oaks. And first of all, I want to say I liked your line a lot, Paul. It's a lot of fun. It keeps me from working all day. I think I had the answer to the movie line quiz last week. Number one was Blowout, the John Travolta, Nancy Allen, De Palma film. Number two was Dead Zone with Christopher Walken, a great film. Number three, All the President's Men. And number four was An Oldie But Goodie, Dr. Strangelove, also a great film. So I don't know if I win or not, but I hope somebody will let me know. Thanks a lot. Goodbye to all the Movie Line people.
Well, Bill from Sherman Oaks won the Casio credit card calculator. He was the very first to answer all four questions correctly and leave it on the input line at 761-0333. There were a lot of others that got the questions correctly answered also. However, you didn't get it in first. You'll just have to hear the tape earlier in the week and try to phone in the correct answers. Others just answered half the questions correctly. Anyway, you're going to get your chance to win another Casio credit card calculator. Sorry, Bill, you can't win a second one. However, we're going to give some other people a chance. If you listen at the end of this Movie Line news, we're going to ask you some more questions to be eligible to win a Casio credit card calculator. Now, here's new films coming out for 1984, A Breed Apart, Fresh from her role as a big city girl in the adventure movie Romancing a Stone, Kathleen Turner heads for the country in a breed apart. The film features her as a single mother raising her son in the backwoods of Appalachia and managing a small sporting goods store. Her love interest is a reclusive naturalist who lives on a nearby island, but he's less interested in sharing a cozy nest with Turner than in watching over the nesting and imminent breeding of a rare species of eagle on his land. British filmmaker Felipe Mora, who directed The Beast Within, directed A Breed Apart. The Killing Fields. Last fall, Nick Nolte, Gene Hackman, and Joanna Cassidy co-starred in Under Fire, the story of three journalists caught up in the 1979 overthrow of the Somoza regime in Nicaragua. Now, in The Killing Fields, Sam Watterson stars as an American war correspondent engulfed in a similar political and military battle. The 1975 fall of Cambodia's capital. Craig T. Nelson co-stars. The film is based on the 1980 New York Times Magazine article, The Death and Life of Dith Pran, written by Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter Sidney H. Schranberg. Roland Jaffe, a director who has worked in British TV, made the jump to theatrical movies with this film. In the early 1970s, author Peter Maas exposed corruption among New York City's finest in his biography of a police officer named Frank Serpico. Later, the book became a powerful film starring Al Pacino. Currently, another controversial Maas biography is headed for the screen, Marie, A True Story. The film, directed by Roger Donaldson, who did The Bounty, will star Sissy Spacek, soon to be seen in the river. She plays a divorced mother of three who, through her job as Tennessee's extraditions officer, discovers a string of misleads in the state prison system. A trail of crimes that leads all the way up to the governor's office. As the title character, Spacek is ridiculed and threatened, framed with a dubious drunk driving charge, and hounded by the wrongdoers in her pursuit of justice. Marie, A True Story, should be ready for release in late 1985. And now it's time for Movie Line Screen Test. Be the first to answer these four questions correctly, and we'll send you a Casio credit card calculator in the mail. It's just about as thin as a credit card, and it's solar powered by the sun. It's such a deal. Anyway, here's how you can win. When you leave your answers for the film on the movie line, leave it in a comment format so we can use it. And then at the very end of your answers, leave us your phone number so we can get back to you and get your address in case you won. Okay? So here's the questions. Good luck, and may the best caller win. Here we go. Question number one. Gary Busey did his own vocals while playing a legendary rock and roller in this 1978 film, Biography. What's the name of the film? Question number two. This 1984 movie starred Diane Lane as a rock star who's kidnapped by a gang of bikers and rescued by an old boyfriend. What's the name of the film? Question number three. Rob Reiner directed this 1984 parody, which starred Michael McKean, Christopher Guest, and Harry Shearer as heavy metal musicians. What's the name of the film? Question number four. In this 1983 movie, about a day in the life of a rock club, Malcolm McDowell played a swaggering pop star in the Mick Jagger mold. What's the name of the film? Be the first to answer these four questions correctly at 761-0333, and we'll send you a Casio credit card calculator. Good luck, and thanks for calling, and be sure and call each and every week for your updated Movie Line news and information right here at 761-3330 and at 906-3000.
Jessica Lange is Jewel Ivy.
This is our land. You can't just pull in here like God Almighty.
You're already implicated in this thing.
I'd rather be a thief than do what you do for a living.
Sam Shepard is Gil Ivy.
You can't look on this thing short term.
Farming is a business.
You college boys with your numbers, that's who made it a business.
Country is the story of a family willing to fight the government to hold onto the land they love. Willing to fight the bureaucrats from auctioning off everything they own.
We're not going to sell the land. They wouldn't make us do that, would they, Gil?
In this country, when the land is your life, you fight for your life.
We don't have to sell these people out.
No sale! No sale!
You must realize that a government foreclosure is a legal act.
When you come out to pull us off this land, you better come with more than a piece of paper, because we're staying right here!
Country, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Well, Colonel D, how many of these can we do without getting old and tired? Well, anyway, another tape, another day, another dollar. I want to thank you all for calling right here, and in case you haven't heard this from the beginning, you know this tape does repeat all over again. We don't have side one and side two. We've got one side. Okay, we're not two-faced. So would you do me a favor? We're so low on input. Please, if you happen to see a movie today or tomorrow, whatever, phone it in at 761-0333 and also prizes. Thanks for calling.
About time.